New York City's most elite, liberal neighborhoods may host migrant camps after voting up to 100% for Biden. By John Binder on August 6, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has started moving border crossers and illegal aliens into recreation centers at parks in two of Brooklyn's ultra-liberal neighborhoods. Another migrant camp may soon be coming to Manhattan's Central Park. At Sunset Park in Brooklyn, for instance, Adams' office has relocated an unknown number of border crossers and illegal aliens to the park's recreation center, which will almost certainly impact services for New Yorkers. The neighborhood's precincts voted anywhere from 59% to 100% for President Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Today, the median rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Sunset Park will run tenants more than $2,000 a month. Likewise, at McCarran Park, which sits between the neighborhoods of Greenpoint and Williamsburg, Adams' office has started plans to move migrants into the play center where parents are concerned their kids' after-school and summer services will be cut as a result. They haven't said whether they will keep being able to do it or not, one parent told Pix11 News. But I got an email that it's a potential we're going to be using it for the migrants. In Williamsburg, residents voted anywhere from 78% to 97% for Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Rents in Williamsburg are notoriously high, costing nearly $3,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment today. In Manhattan, as Breitbart News reported, Adams' office has suggested that Central Park may soon house border crossers and illegal aliens, a move that would see the region's Upper West Side, Midtown, and Upper East Side directly impacted. All neighborhoods surrounding Central Park are deeply liberal. Even the Upper East Side, considered more conservative than other neighborhoods on the island, voted anywhere from 71% to 83% for Biden. The monthly median rent in the Upper East Side is currently staked at $3,400. On the Upper West Side, precincts are even more liberal. In 2020, some precincts in the neighborhood voted 91% for Biden. Other precincts voted anywhere from 84% to 95% for Biden. The median monthly rent in the area stands at $4,600 a month. Since the spring of 2022, New Yorkers have been forced to absorb more than 95,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into their communities as the Biden administration effectively carries out its expansive catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border. Since Biden took office, more than 2.1 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. interior, while more than 1.5 million illegal aliens are known to have successfully crossed the border. Overall, the inflow is the equivalent of adding another Nebraska and Hawaii to the U.S., Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, has noted. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.